Hi, how you doing? Yeah, it's one of those cold opens because we hit another milestone, ladies and gentlemen. 1,500 downloads. Yes, it was about the middle of last week. We're already up to about 1,550. So we're just keep plowing along, ladies and gentlemen, right here in Iowa. You know, it's harvest is over here, and things are looking good. What can I say? I tell you what, I want to thank all you listeners out there for giving us a shot. And, yeah, all over the world. And, you know, you guys are keeping the blues alive. And, hey, you know what? Let's just get this show started. Jono, do it. Welcome to Iowa Blues Showcase, episode number 27. That's right. We keep it on, ladies and gentlemen. Also, next week is the big show. And this is our thanks for giving us the blues show, which would be the third. The first two were held in 2012 and 2013. Also, like to make a correction. I can't remember which episode it was. I think it was one with the Bad Boys of the Blues where I said we started in 16 or 17. Well, obviously, we didn't because it's not even 2017. So that was 2012 when the Bad Boys started up again. So, yeah. Anyway, thanks for giving us the blues. Started in 2012 at the Hull Avenue when Tom Morris owned the place. And it featured me and the Bad Boys of the Blues, plus, well, not all the Bad Boys, but I think at least half the band. And it also featured most of the Reefer Seed Express with Johnny Reefer Seed himself. And it was a great Thanksgiving. A lot of people brought some food. And Tom smoked up some turkey. And it was really good, and we had a great time, and made a little money, and I think we had four bands all together. And then we did it again on Thanksgiving night a year later, and pretty much the same setup. Had a good time, and then when new management took over, we just didn't do it, so we didn't do it. Let's see, we didn't do it last year, so let's see if we did it in 2012. No, we didn't do it in 12. We did it in 13. We did it in 14. We didn't do it in 15, so we skipped a year, so this will be the third one. And it is part of the Iowa Blues Showcase. So, what we got here is a great lineup. So we've got a whole bunch of Hall of Famers and future Hall of Famers in here. Start off with the Hall of Famers, Harlan Thomas. Talked to him on the phone, and he's coming. And then Tina Haas is also going to be doing the show. Then Matt Woods, who came in second in the for a self-produced CD of the year. That's a national award, so he's going to be there. Bob Pace, who's in the Iowa Blues Hall of Fame, is going to be there. Clarence Key, who was in September show. Bon Vivant, and a raconteur. Dude's like, you know, Sammy. He's like Rat Pack, you know. He just is one of those guys, so that's why. And then also we will have, let's see, who did I leave off there? Tina, did I mention Tina? Tina Haas, I think I did. Oh yeah, Kent Burnside. He said he was coming, but he was supposed to come last month and we missed him. And, you know, he's got this funky schedule and, you know, if he's out of town playing somewhere, he will be. But if he's in town, we hope to see him. So anyway, that's a huge show. Also, the December 11th, we added J.C. Anderson and Dewey Cantrell to go with Brandon Dennis and Jesse Moore. Sardana and the Blue Flames and Big Al Daughtry. So again, these are all going to be a lot of fun. So definitely show up. It's free. And what are you going to do the Sunday after Thanksgiving? You know, just burn your turkey off and come enjoy the night with us before you have to go back to work on Monday. You know, we all got to go back to work on Monday. I have to go back to work on Monday. You know, it's just part of life. It'd be nice to be, you know, having the blues and playing the blues all the time and never having to work. But most of us have jobs. That's just the brutal reality of being a blues man. I know everyone thinks that you're a blues man and you make a lot of money and you play every night and you sing the blues. But it just ain't that way, ladies and gentlemen. There's a handful that do it, but most of us, we just have to. We have to work hard, ladies and gentlemen. We have to live the blues to play the blues. Yes, yes, yes. All right, tonight's show is the March 1st, 2003 Iowa Blues Showcase. This is a funky show. Oh, hey, I got a message, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I don't know. I don't know who that guy is, but I will check it out here in a minute. this show will feature Big Daddy Dennis Kane and Tina Haas, and it's like a wow, it's a smoker. Man, I tell you what, there's some good blues going on in there. There's a little comedy routine at the beginning where we find out that Frank Strong has admitted that he is a right-wing fascist pig, and then actually, he's not. He was undercover, and now he is a left-wing socialist. So I don't know what he is. And so we find out that one of the songs we had done in an earlier show ended up playing on WHO on the Jan Michelson show. Those of you in Des Moines obviously know who Jan Michelson is. He's definitely on the far-right fringe, and so having our song played on there about debt and stuff, you know, made people think that maybe Frank was that way too. And we still don't know. We've always wondered about Frank. So anyway, Frank will do another one of his songs about debt during Des Moines of $50. He'll take his $50 and he'll buy a wheelbarrow. And he was planning on helping moving money into this giant pit by the Vets Auditorium, which was called the Eventful Center, but actually it was the Event Center. And needless to say, all those people that were going, it's waste of money. Well, that thing's making tons of money now. Concerts, sporting events, NCAA's been there. It's like a jewel of the town. So, you know, folks, it just goes to say that, you know, sometimes spending money, you make money. What an interesting concept. Ooh. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to the show. It's the Iowa Blues Showcase.
Now, coming from the windswept prairies of Polk County, just west of the great Des Moines River, we are coming to you live from Star Nights Coffee House on the Ankeny campus of Des Moines Community College. Welcome, one and all, to the Iowa Blues Showcase. Our very special guest tonight, Mr. Big Daddy Dennis Kane. And our good friend Larry Stoltenberg, known as Red, from Red and Ed. I think he might even brought Ed with him. And if that's not enough, we got Don Brown, who's gonna feature him on the saxophone tonight. And finally, and hopefully, the great Tina Haas will be here tonight. And as always, our own musicians, the world's most dangerous blues band, the Bad Boys of the Blues. All right. Come on, Jono, take me home. Thank you. Welcome to the Iowa Blues Showcase. My name is Tom Gehry, and this is my partner in crime, Mr. Frank Strong. How you doing, Frank?
I'm doing fine, Tom. How are you?
Not too bad. The other thing I thought is we needed to make a disclaimer because we were told last week by the guys from Living Stones that one of the tracks from our CD was played on Jan Michelson.
Frank's rap,
where he was rapping about the zoo and other things, and if you listen to it and you don't know Frank, he comes out as being this right-wing fascist pig, which he is, and...
But we didn't want it to get out.
Yeah, yeah, you know, right. It was a secret, yeah. So now it's out, and so we're sorry if we, because actually...
So you're not claiming responsibility for anything I may say or do, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, because he's actually a left-wing pinko, so...
Yes.
Mr. Extreme.
Yeah. So but, you'd never know by looking at me,
well,
right?
Well, you see, yeah. You know, one of the things I learned in history and in political science is that there's a circle. You see, and liberals are way on the left, and the conservatives are way on the right, and eventually they meet the end, you know, and that's where you're at, Frank, right there where they meet.
Yeah, I'm at the
you're
end.
You're so extreme.
I'm at the end
you're
of
right
my rope
there.
With you.
So.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, that's our life here at the Blue Showcase.
We're done, right?
Done, yeah. We need to bring out our first guest because... Anyway, our first guest, ladies and gentlemen, is a good friend of mine. We're actually related way, way back to the old country. Back in our days at Ireland.
Ireland.
Yes, we're all the Kane family. And he's a great acoustic blues man and the Irish have a right to sing the blues, if you know what went on with the Irish. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the big Irish lug himself, Mr. Big Daddy Dennis Kane.
Yeah. 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 Why has he got a whoop through the crowd like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Milking the applause.
Okay. I've kind of been celebrating the last few months' 25th wedding anniversary with my lovely wife in the back room there. And it finished up with a trip 2 weeks ago to Hawaii, the island of Kauai. Anybody been to Kauai here?
Yeah.
Real nice place, as far west in the United States as you can get, and once you get there, you don't want to come back. But this is a song that is probably the most positive blues song I've ever heard. It's by Ivory Joe Hunter. It's called Since I Met You, Baby. Same. in every way I can. I thought that was about, I guess in my book, probably one of the most positive blues songs I've ever heard there.
Yep.
So, are we next. Ready for the next song?
Yeah, go to the next one. Right.
Oh, man, okay.
One right after the other.
You know, it's just boom, boom, boom. You know, it's radio, you know.
Well, we're going to try a little song here. It's a traditional blues song that the Grateful Dead made famous in the early 70s.
Uh-oh.
It's called Know You Rider. Well, I know you rider gonna miss me when I'm gone. Know you rider gonna miss me when I'm gone. You gonna miss your daddy from rolling in your arms. You're gonna miss your daddy from rolling in your arms. gonna miss me when I'm gone. Well, I know you right are gonna miss me when I'm gone. Shine in my back door someday. Sun gonna shine in my back door someday. March wind gonna blow all my blues away. March wind gonna blow all my blues away.
Big Daddy, Dennis Kane, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you big Irishman, how you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, good to see you here. And now you're back from Hawaii, so it's nice to have you back here.
Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. The band making sassy remarks off microphone is normal.
I got to go to a good jam on Kauai and jam with a guy named Michael Ruff.
Never heard of him.
He wrote some songs for Bonnie Raitt and Huey Lewis in the News and had a great jam. But everybody, there's no real nightlife on the island because there's too many chickens.
Too many chickens? I'm confused. What does that mean?
They crow from sunrise to sunset, and they basically rule the island.
Oh. So that just means no one can party? Is that what you're saying?
No, they just don't. They go to bed early. They can't even fly airplanes out after 11:30 at the airport. Airport closes at 11:30. Plane doesn't get out. Plane doesn't get out till the next day.
Wow.
So it's real laid back. Everybody's up at sunrise, and everything's closed by 8 p.m.
So there's no Quick Trip open at like 10 if you're hungry?
Oh, there's a few things, but it's quiet.
What if I want a hamburger?
There's a place, trying to think of what that was called. Bubba's Burgers, but they closed at 8, too. We found that out. Bubba's Burgers in Kauai closes at 8, also.
Okay. Well, that's one place I'm going to avoid, then. So I'm sorry. I got to have food. I'm a 24-hour type of guy. I'm sorry. So you got one more there for us there,
yeah.
Big Daddy. All right. What you got?
Guitars here.
No changing guitars. No, go ahead.
Yeah,
we're
going to try to change guitars here.
Okay. Since it's March, and it's time for March Madness, and... I coach a lot of basketball today. Our sixth graders lost in overtime by 1 point. I've got to do a song here, a little original song called The Hardwood Blues. And we'll. Oh, and by the way, since I've seen you, my last day coaching the seventh graders, I got a technical foul as a coach.
Yes!
My second only in my career.
You're being Larry Eustace. Good job. No,
but I got one. It was kind of uncalled for, but he could have just told me to sit down, but he chose to give me the tea. So. Yes, got it. Okay.
Coach put me in. Lord, what a mess. I turned around. It's a full court press. I said, Lord, hard to win, tough when you lose. You gotta help. Them hardwood blues. I go for the rebound, slide through my hands. I dove on the floor, I jump in the stands, and I said, Tim Hall. next year I'll win. 'Cause what you put out is only equal to what you put in. I said, Lord, hard to win, tough when you lose. You gotta help me now. I've got them hard wood blues.
Kane. You can see Big Daddy out of Panora next Friday night, just starting at 7 o'clock at the dock.
Yes.
And we'll be right back after this brief short message.
Hi, how you doing? Welcome to the Iowa Blues Showcase. Yes, it is your showcase, the show of shows, the drink of drinks. Yes, it's amazing, and it's wonderful, and it's free. Just download us on Podbean. You'll be glad you did. Thanks.
I'm ready. Ladies and gentlemen, the Backstage Boogeyman.
Hey, you want a book about Silky's band in Des Moines? Look no further than the Backstage Boogeyman. That's right, all the way out of Compton. Yeah, you can book them. It's easy. Just email rmschsi.com. That's r.mosqueda@mchsi.com. Check out their Facebook page. It's a Backstage Boogeyman on Facebook. They will rock you all night long. And then they'll get funky with you. Get a hold of them today. Thanks.
Hey, we're back. Welcome. This part of the show is Des Moines on $50, where we give Frank Strong $50, and he goes out and does wild, weird things with it. And recently he's, well, you know, been doing his political thing, I think. And he's trying to help Des Moines by giving his money away, but we'll see what he did this week. So.
Yeah, I did. As we know, I've been honored with the $50 a week special assignment going out into Des Moines to find out fun and exciting and interesting things to do. But here lately, you know, the government has just had all kinds of financial problems. We have problems at the federal, state, county, school board. And so because I tell you, last week, you know, I donated the $50 to the Des Moines School Board because of their financial problems. Those of you who don't know, they have somehow lost $9 million. And so I donated the $50 to them. And of course,
well, I can't count on getting a job there, huh?
I don't think so, no. I think they are hiring an auditing firm, though, but I don't know how that's going to do. But this week, in case you haven't noticed, did you see the cartoon in the paper yesterday? They had the cartoon, Duffy cartoon, where the eventual center is what they're talking about calling it now, the eventual center. And it just, I don't know, if it's a great cartoon because it's got the John Q. Citizen taxpayer of Polk County pushing a wheelbarrow toward this big hole, this big black hole, which is what the event center is, of course. And in the wheelbarrow is money, just hundreds, millions and millions of dollars that they're pouring into the... So this week I bought John Q. Citizen another wheelbarrow, so...
Good for
so
you.
So that was where the $50 went this week. And I wrote a little tune to commemorate this, so I'm going to take it...
Now, is this going to be another top hit like the last one that was on Michelson?
I don't know. We'll see how the audience... see what they think.
All right, yeah.
Have you heard of the big news that's going all around? They're building up a brand new event center right in the center of town. Cost overruns, yes siree. Oh, oh, woe is me. As a taxpayer in a bad economy, in a bad economy. Maybe when they build the event center, they'll have big shows like Billy Joel. Instead of this place down in Des Moines, it's nothing but a big black hole. Over the cost, yes siree, whoa, whoa, whoa is me. When we're living here in Des Moines, in help me out. Such a bad economy. There we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Frank Strong, Des Moines on $50. Well, our next guest needs to leave really, really, really quick, so we've made a switch. Instead of red, the legendary Tina Haas. Come on up.
Thank you. About here. Two. A one, two, three, and.
Thank you.
this morning. Broke me a looking glass. Went down to the corner to wait for a black cat to pass. Together before. I love this. Thanks, you guys. Oh, let's speed things up a little here. Aretha Franklin is one of my favorite singers, and the first time I ever heard this song, she was the one who sang it. So it's called Muddy Water, and hope you like it. About here. A one, two, and. Say a dollar bill goes from hand to hand.
gentlemen. Yeah. Welcome to the Isle Blues Showcase.
Thank you for having me.
You know,
Thank
it's
you.
Been a long, long time since
too
we played
long,
together.
Too long.
And I can't remember, was it the Blues on Grand or was it Zim's or where was it where we first met?
I think it was the Grand.
Really?
Even before Blues on Grand. It was at
Grand
the
Avenue
Grand.
Lounge?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Wow, well, it's good to see you, and you've
Thank
made a
you.
Name for yourself on the jazz side.
Well,
yes.
I hope so. Thank
yeah.
you.
And
Thank
I was,
you.
I was going to say that there's a book out called Outside In, and there's a chapter about music, and it opens up talking about her, and it's really neat, so you should get that book.
Yeah, that was an honor. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for mentioning that.
Because they mentioned all the great blues artists that played here, African-American blues artists, and they started with you and worked their way back, and then they got back to you at the end, and it was really
right.
neat. Kind of had a follow
yeah,
through the history
oh,
of the blues
you.
And jazz here in Iowa. And just for the folks here, maybe you can tell a little bit about your history, you know, just a tad bit so they can, you know a little bit more about you.
Oh my goodness. I am from Northern Iowa originally and started singing when I was 3 years old. So in other words, just a few short years ago. And I actually, thank you. I've been in Iowa singing professionally for almost, and please clap for this, 20 years.
Yes.
And I still look as radiantly marvelous today as the day. Thank you. Yes.
So you must have been, what, 12 when I first
exactly.
played with you?
That's
back
right.
about 10 years ago. Wow. Wow. That's a good job. You know what? I didn't know you were that young, and you were amazing.
I'm still very young.
Yes, you
still
are.
Still amazing.
That's
yes.
It's still amazing. Thank you.
Well, I tell you what, I wish that that more of the blues crowd got a chance to hear you, you know, because we need you back in the blues. So, you got another song for us that you want to do?
Either Summertime or Slow Blues, it's up to you guys.
Okay.
Summertime or Slow Blues, it's up to you guys.
Oh, where is she gigging next? That's a good question.
Friday, March 28th here at Starry Night. Be there! Slow Blues is cool. Here's a song by, well, the first time I heard it, it was done by a lady who I was actually named after. So here's a little bit more of my history. I was named in 1965 after Tina Turner. For real. And if it wouldn't have been that name, it was going to be Melody. So since I grew up singing, I'm glad it didn't end up being Melody. That would have gotten old really fast. But Tina Turner sang this song, I Know You Love Me, Baby, But You Never Tell Me So. Here we go. Or scat on this song. I haven't done that yet. Is that okay? Okay, I will. Just remind me if I forget. I know you love me, baby, but you never tell me so. Tell me so. No, no. Oh, baby, baby, if you don't tell me you love me, I'm gonna pack my bags and go. Then you'll be sorry. Hey, hey. I live across the street from a juke joint all night long. They play the blues. Juke joint, baby, yeah. All night long, they play the blues. spin a record. Oh, it makes me think of you.
After this brief short message.
Yeah, this is the Iowa Blues Showcase, and wow, that was amazing. The amazing Tina Haas, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, you can check her out this Sunday at the Big Show. That's at Grandview University. It's in the Student Center. It's a place called the Speed Lyceum. And I've probably mentioned this a lot, but Professor Speed was my old music professor, and he's still around. He has not come to the show, thank goodness, because I was not one of his better students. So anyway, but boy, does he have a heck of a room. The Speed Lyceum is just an amazing little room that's just well made. And hats off to Grandview University for that building and just all the growth the school has made since I left there. And I've left there twice. I left in 1985, back when we were in college, and I picked up my bachelor's in art education from Drake my last year. I went there to Drake. And then I came back in 1999 to get an endorsement, teaching endorsement in history. And then I just kept going and got a master's in history. And that's how I ended up being a history professor. And that's how I ended up teaching not only at Grandview again, but Drake University. So both my alma maters. And I've also taught up at Buena Vista University up in Northwest Iowa. Even did a couple classes at Simpson and Central Iowa Community College. So yeah, been around. So anyway, yeah, come on out to the show, Speed Lyceum. It's a beautiful facility, and the school has just grown tremendously since I've watched them build some of those buildings. Some of those buildings came up after I left. But just, they put a lot into the school, and, they even have a football team that, won a national championship a few years back. So, good old Vikings, and, glad that we're there, and, we have this show and one more in December, and then we'll be, scaling back, looking to do some acoustic shows. And, like I said, we'll still do some big shows, but, right now, I think we just want to concentrate on kind of cultivating some acoustic blues and see if we can't get some money, because money's nice. And right now we're just a little too big scale for what we're doing right now, because we're, big full band, and when you start adding all the costs, we were really lucky. Thanks to the Grandview Viking Swing Club, we've been able to use the venue for free, but we're looking for other means, so hopefully that we can have some money to give at least to the house band, because it's really tough for us to find players that to play for free, and that's rightfully so. This town has milked musicians for free for a long time, so. We're just trying to find ways to make it work. So anyway, hope you come on back next week. Episode 28 will be the second part of the show. And it also, next week, is the big show. So you'll be able to see us live at Grandview and then listen to the second part of this show. And then the following week, we recorded, we'll play. And if no gremlins show up like they did last month, we'll get two shows out of it. If not, it'll just be one like last time. So anyway, hope you enjoy the show. Hope to see you again. And please, please tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your enemies. Heck, tell your crazy uncle that voted for Trump or your crazy aunt that voted for Hillary to listen to the blues, ladies and gentlemen, because the blues doesn't care who you like, because the blues loves y'all. Please, please, can't we all get along? That's what it's all about. And we want to see you next week at the Iowa Blues Showcase.